The only sound that it makes is when it's going in the tank.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah.
The car itself is making the noise.
It's not the pump.
Right. The pump is so smooth. I said, you know what? I could probably get it exactly to the scent that I want. And I tested 3 times. I'm going to stop at 50. Bah! 50. Exactly.
Oh.
The next one I say, $1.
On the dime.
On the dollar. Bah! Got it. Oh. One more time. I can do one more. Get it up to $45 or whatever it was. $44. But completion. I felt good. I didn't miss once. I'm like, that's a good pump. This is probably a franchise.
So maybe we should.
Isn't a chain one. This maybe is a franchise one.
Maybe we can do some videos about that.
I'm telling you. Go viral. Small reviews. Small reviews of that. Yeah, micro reviews of that.
Yeah.
And then you just say at the end,
hey, best gas station pump.
Best gas station pump?
It's the little things that matter.
It really is the little things. Guys, by the way, the only difference between this very first recording of official This Should Have Been a Podcast is that usually during the conversation, we would have told each other this should have been a podcast like 5 times by now. But now it really is a podcast. So the title says it for us.
Yeah, this could have been a podcast. There's always... I always feel like if there were cameras for the funny moments... If there were, you know, different angles and different...
Right.
We always have, like, these family moments where, you know, it's good banter.
It's always good banter. And
yeah,
I think part of that comes from who Grandpa is, you know. Grandpa's comedy really sets the stage whenever you leave that place. Because Grandpa makes anything... a commentary that doesn't need to be a commentary.
No, it's not. Because he's always taking that other side.
And we took that to the next level. You and I.
No, I'm more agreeable than him.
Right, because Grandpa only focuses on what he can opinionate on because you disagree.
No,
he takes the devil's advocate or whatever it is. The opposite.
It doesn't matter.
He's contrarian.
If it's pink, it's red to
him. Right, exactly.
If it's black, oh no, white looks better.
If today's color is supposed to be blue, he said, no, I'm wearing orange.
Yeah.
I'm wearing yellow. I want to stand out.
It's funny because he doesn't color coordinate too much or too well.
Except for when Grandma steps in.
Well, she has to always
step in. She has to step in. If it wasn't for that, his ties would go crazy.
No.
His ties?
You know he wears white socks with his shoes?
Why? It would make no sense.
It's comfortable for him.
It's comfortable for him.
But nobody should wear white socks.
With those
shoes? Sneaker white socks.
Not those shoes. Not those
with
shoes he wears.
Formal shoes.
Yeah, at the pulpit?
I've seen it happen.
It's a bit of a statement.
It's one of those.
It's a statement. Even now, I'm wearing black socks underneath these bright yellow ones.
No, but for him, it's more like, I don't know. It's just...
I mean, do I even own dress socks that come in a color like that? No. Dress socks don't
come in
white.
I don't even know where to get white socks anymore.
You can't get white dress socks.
Well...
You can get white Hanes. White Hanes socks all day. But that's it. Or maybe Fruit of the Loom. But that's it. Just those two. I don't think Under Armour and Nike are doing that. Maybe they are, but they're not styling most. Dark ones.
I used to, when I was a kid, there was nothing but white underwear.
I'm wearing white underwear right now. It feels weird. Most of my underwear is not white.
It always, nowadays, there's no such thing.
It doesn't exist. That's why I bought it.
All I have is black.
No, that's why I made sure I have a white pair eventually. Because otherwise, I won't even know at what point I'm running out of underwear. Because I just pull out the black, pull out the gray, pull out the black, pull out the gray. The second I see a white one, I'm running low.
Oh, it's your signal.
I'm running low. All the time.
Oh.
That's why I did it. I have like 2 or 3 white ones. But before, it just was all white.
Do you feel like you wear underwear until the very end of it?
As long as possible?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many holes does it have to have before you give it up?
Oh, man. That's the thing. If you buy premium underwear, it takes a while for it to get some holes.
Right. No. But once you get to that point, what are you doing?
Well, where's the hole? Right? Because if it's a convenient hole.
If it's
a convenient hole, then that's fine.
What about the waistband?
If the waistband's going, I'm not that poor at that moment. You know? I can afford some underwear. I can talk to somebody. Hey. I'm going through a tough time. It's okay. I admit I need some help. But other than that.
But I feel like they get better with time. Like, they do get better comfy. With time. Like, I feel some underwear.
I have no shame shouting out Stafford right now. If it wasn't for Stafford underwear, I wouldn't have the confidence I have right now.
What?
They provide me confidence. From tees
no,
to boxers. Nothing else.
Well,
Stafford. It's $40
well, was,
a pack.
That was going to be what I was going to say. So, there's underwear that makes me feel like,
it's not worth $40
a pack. I'm chilling. I'm chilling today.
Right.
And usually, that's the underwear that, you know, that
I have a pair of those. Yeah. I have a couple of those. Those are more breathable, right?
Uh-huh.
They're more breathable, right? And those you kind of get away with on any given occasion.
Yeah.
That you feel comfortable doing it, you know? But these are the workhorse. These are, when you're done with them, if you're not going to wash them at the end of the day, you brave. But, you know, just be aware you shouldn't wear them for 24 hours straight type of thing.
Mm.
Because they're not breathable like that. You know, if you wear it for 24 hours straight without washing your butt.
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
No.
That's not these.
No.
There are some breathable underwear that they think you can get away with that. I don't know who told you. I don't know who told people that. But some people think breathable underwear means you can just wear it infinitely.
I don't. Like, that underwear to me makes me sweat more.
What? The
breathable?
They make me sweat more too. I don't know.
Maybe it's not that breathable.
It's not breathable. I don't know what breathable means. What does a breathable underwear mean? What does a breathable fabric mean? Where's the nostril? I don't get it.
Also, I feel like those cup holder things
don't
cup hold anything.
What cup holders?
These underwear with the, you know, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. They don't hold anything. They've never have.
Well, I mean, I feel like for guys like us where we're bigger.
Right.
It's not the same.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Now, if you're a skinny guy, right? A skinny guy. I didn't say muscular.
Yeah.
It's a skinny. A skinny guy.
Yeah, no fat.
And you wear tight underwear.
What is that called? Falupa? The fupa?
The fupa. The fat upper pubic area.
Yeah, that. Fupa?
Fupa. We don't have to talk about fupas, but fupas exist. Okay? And fupas changed the game for underwear. Fupas changed the entire game for underwear.
Underwear. No, I'm sorry. It should be like a bra for like your jock, you know?
You would think.
Yeah.
But how do you get that one size?
But then it would itch.
It would itch immediately.
Yeah.
How would it stay? How would it not itch?
Yeah. Anyway.
You see, tangents all over.
Yeah.
Who knows where we even started? Where did we start? Cheers to the Raw is what I
Cheers to the Raw. Yeah, we're done with the Raw.
By the way, cheers to the Raw.
Yeah. What do you think about this, the beans on this?
This?
The beans.
Listen.
Did you like the beans?
Here's the problem.
Uh-huh. Chestnut, though. Fresh. Fresh fruit. Not sitting around.
It's Arabica.
All of them are Arabica.
It's
what
not
are you
all
talking
of them.
About?
Not all of them.
Okay, so tell me another bean that's not Arabica.
They're not 100%. It's not 100%. It's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever had a non-Arabica coffee? You?
No. I think everything I tasted thus far is a variation of Arabica.
But that's my point. If you vary it enough, it doesn't taste like Arabica. It's an honorary non-Arabica. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what that means, though, right?
What does it mean?
Arabica is from Arabia.
Right.
Right.
And so, they have good coffee. I'm not saying they don't have good coffee.
You have great coffee.
It's powerful coffee.
You ever been to
But I like Sumatran.
Habibi, have you been to Habibi
Bodega?
I
like Sumatran blends.
Oh.
Sumatra's not bad.
Is Sumatra from
Arabica? Sumatra is Indian, as far as I understand.
Oh.
And there's Brazilian ones that are pretty decent. Not common because it can't produce a crap ton of them.
But they might have Arabica beans.
But it's expensive as heck.
But they have Arabica.
Well, that's the argument that you're making, right? Because truly, if I tell you a Sumatran bean is purely non-Arabica, that'd be kind of false because they probably imported something to make it grow and, you know, base that whole bean farm or whatever off of. They probably import some stuff, you know, probably. They probably import the beans and then do their own thing, you know? I don't know. All
right, what do you think about chestnuts beans?
It's Arabica. It hits the spot. The problem I have with it is simple.
It's
the
light.
It's light and the price.
Oh.
Because they charge an arm and a leg.
It's
but
it's
you don't complain about it. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's in the middle of the highway.
Right. So at that point, what are your options?
It's not
either coffee or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?